Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members provide all support for OTRWesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode.
Feet of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. During the years of unrest that followed the Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver, on the trail of the Black Arrow, on Silver,
high! Far from their fort, a small band of army hunters were ambushed by one of the most notorious gangs in the West, the Breed Latham Gang. From the scant protection afforded by their horses, the soldiers fought bravely against the heavy odds. There was not one of them who wasn't wounded. Yet they fought on, fought the outlaws who were sheltered by protecting rocks and boulders.
Fight to the end, boys. There's no chance for any of us to survive. But take as many of those crooks as you can.
They're firing at me, too, the dirty double-crossers.
Why shouldn't they fire at you?
I didn't mean that, Captain.
You're our guide. You led us here. You knew about this death trap, didn't you?
Let go of me.
You're one of Breed Latham's men.
What is that, Captain? You say our guide was hired by Latham? They're shooting me along the rest of you. Latham, you ornery double-crossing, double-dealing... Oh!
They got him.
Serves him right.
Keep at him, boys. They just treated Jake Plummer.
Good, Breed. He was one of our own men.
He done his job. Now, come on, get the rest of them. We're wasting too much time on this here job.
There ain't been no fire from the soldiers for the past few minutes.
Hold your fire.
Reckon we got the last of them.
Better make sure. Hank, stick your head out and see if anyone takes a shot at it.
Right.
Sure will be mighty fancy when we get those soldier uniforms, Breed. We'll have things our own way around here.
Ain't been no shots fired at my hat, Breed.
All right, then. Boys, half of us will stay here and watch. The rest will go forward and make sure there ain't no survivors. Then we'll take the army uniforms we need.
While Breed Latham remained behind, other members of the gang inspected the fallen soldiers. They made sure there were no survivors of the battle. Then the outlaws gave the signal, and Latham and the rest of the gang moved up to join them.
Get rid of the horses that's wounded and take the ones that ain't. We want to wipe out all traces of this fight. The rest of you get them uniforms. From now on, we're going to look like soldiers.
And you'll take the captain's clothes every evening.
That's right. I'll be the captain.
I don't know how far ahead they are, Toto, but we should overtake the troopers before sundown.
You sure of what you hear?
About Breed Latham?
Ah.
I wouldn't doubt it. Breed Latham has enlisted a mighty strong band of outlaws. He has at least 30 men riding with him.
What him want?
Of course, the main thing he wants is power. He feels the best way to get that power is to get an army ready to take orders from him.
Well, how him get army?
Oh, I don't mean an army like our own. I mean a band of men who are trained in gunplay to carry out his plans. Well, as soon as we overtake Captain Conway, we'll pass the word that Latham is in this part of the country. He can be on the watch for him.
Who gave Breed Latham order?
Hunter, that's one thing I'd like to find out. Breed Latham has never been more than a petty sneak thief and a prowler. Never been able to make big plans until the past few months. I'm sure there's someone higher up who's doing his thinking for him. That's the man I'd like to get.
Maybe Army help us get him.
Hunter, did you hear that?
That Army bugle.
We're near Conway now. Come on, Silver.
I thought I forgot how to blow a bugle.
That's all right. Maybe it'll come in handy for you to handle a blowing horn like this. Yeah. How's this uniform look on me?
First rate. Fits you like it's made for you.
Yeah, you button them buttons, Hank.
Oh, no.
I don't wear these suits like we were soldiers. Can't take no chances. And remember, all you boys, call me Captain now and show respect to
me. Oh, sure seems funny to see you in an army outfit, Breed.
I says call me Captain.
All right, all right. There ain't no one here we should perform first.
Get used to calling it.
All right, Captain.
Now that we've got these outfits and there are no survivors of our ambush, figure the next move.
Just what is the next move, Breed?
Getting a supply of cash. Them's our orders.
Maybe you're told where to go for that cash, eh?
Easy. We're to serve as the guards on a gold shipment. Army pay that's coming through.
Oh, that's different.
Won't there be regular guards out, Breed? I mean, Captain?
Yeah, Captain. What about the regular guards?
There ain't none.
Oh.
You sure of that, boss?
I got instructions. All we gotta do is tell the men on the train that we're assigned to guard it through the bad country. Just in case someone tries to stick it up.
The uniforms will help a lot.
Sure they will. If we didn't have these uniforms and we hadn't finished off those soldiers, we might have a little argument on our hands. But now, we just get aboard the train and take off that gold when it's convenient.
Hey, boss, there's a couple of riders heading this way.
Yeah, let me do the talking.
Where's your redskin?
Hey, the other's wearing a mask.
Don't tell me that.
Reed, you thinking the same as I am?
I wonder if that ain't the critter that's been making so much trouble for us.
The Lone Ranger.
We'll find out. And if it is... Hi there.
I'm looking for Captain Conway.
Well, what did you want of me?
You're the captain.
You can see my uniform. What's that mask mean? Who are you?
Captain, I came to warn you. Breed Latham is in the vicinity and looking for you.
Breed Latham?
Yes.
What's he look like?
I've never seen him, but he's the leader of a pretty strong gang of outlaws. He and his men are going to try to ambush you.
Oh, they are, huh? Well, thanks for telling me. We'll be ready for him. Now, you explain that there mask. Who are you?
That's not important.
Oh, no, it ain't. Mighty important. Hold your guns on them, boys. Now, stranger, take off that mask.
Captain Conway, I simply came to warn you not to answer questions. I think you'll know who I am.
Those bullets in this belt are silver.
Oh, you're called the Lone Ranger, huh?
I am.
Well, now, that's real lucky, because I was just wishing for the help of the Lone Ranger.
How's that?
Well, we've got a job assigned to us, guarding a shipment of gold that's to pay the soldiers out here in the West.
Oh?
Can we count on your help?
If there's anything I can do, of course I'll help.
There's a plenty you can do. You just fall in with my men and you stop at the railroad right now.
Very well.
Barton.
Yes, sir.
Ride next to the Lone Ranger. Wilson, take charge of the engine. Hank, you ride with me. Mount up. Let's get started.
After several hours of riding, the men in uniform held the same formation with Breed Latham and Hank riding side by side.
Hank, no ranger in town, I don't suspect a thing. This is going to be easy.
I wonder if they don't. Huh? Don't seem positive we could take the part of the troopers and not have them suspect something. We don't know nothing about the way Army does things.
That's just it. The Army out here ain't got no regular way of doing things. Each detachment runs things its own way. It ain't formal like in the East. The officers and men are more friendly here.
Maybe so.
We'll be at the railroad in short order now.
You ain't made no mistake about the gold being on the train, have you?
The gold will be there all right. Right in the baggage car.
Here's hoping anyhow.
Hear that?
Choo-choo.
That's right. She's here. Good thing we didn't waste time.
That's the train you're to meet, Captain?
That's it. I'll tell you what I want you to do now.
I've been wondering. I don't see why you need help in guarding that train. Got a lot of men with you.
Well, you see, the point's this. We got information that the Latham gang's going to try and steal that gold.
Where did you get that information?
We got it. It's a secret where from.
Oh, I see.
It don't matter anyhow. What matters is that we want to take every precaution. I want part of my men to ride ahead of the train and do some scouting. I want him to make sure there ain't been no logs put on the track or something like that to wreck the train.
That will still leave you men to ride with the gold.
Maybe so, but not men like you. I want you to ride in the baggage car, you and the engine. And take your horses in there with you.
Very well.
Yeah, that's risking it. No telling how Breed Latham will make his play to get that gold.
You'll take whatever risk there is.
Good, good. I knew I could count on you.
Where will you and the other men be?
We'll ride right alongside the train.
Can you keep up with it?
I'll tell the engineer to go slow. Better be slow and sure than hurry and lose the soldier's pay, huh?
Yes. Better to be sure.
Spur up a bit, boys. We want to get to the station when the train does. I got an old fix for the engineer. He drives his choo-choo real slow so the men on horseback can keep up with him.
Breed,
did I tell you about calling me Breed?
I mean, Cabin.
What?
I still don't savvy why you wanted the Lone Ranger with us. He's out to get our gang. If you know who he was.
I'd sooner have him here where we can watch him than not know where he's at. This way, before we're done, we'll have both the Lone Ranger and Tonto out of our way for keeps. Then we can collect the cash that's been offered by Scale.
Is Scale?
Figure of speech. You know he's likely to learn all about the head men of our outfit someday. That's why he's wanted out of the way.
Yeah, you figured to kill him?
I don't know of no better way to get rid of him.
But you're having him inside the car, the baggage car, where the gold is.
And you'll be there with him, you and Vince Williams and a couple of others.
For what?
When you hear the train stopping at Red Rock, just fire.
Shoot him, you mean?
And Tonto.
Just shoot him down, dead?
Of course. And the boys outside will do for the engineer, too.
Then what?
We'll take the gold and clear out. Train's left where it is. Most of the boys led out with us, going to hiding. A handful of the others will ride on to town and tell them having a fierce battle here and the gold being stolen.
They better show a few wounds just to make it look right.
They'll be bandaged. They got their orders.
But them that ride on ahead, what about them?
They'll wait at Red Rock for us. Make sure there ain't no one in the way to see that there's really no fight.
Captain, train's about ready to start. Have your men been given orders?
Yep. You can get that horse on board now, partner. Now, where's Tonto?
At the side of the car, waiting.
Good enough. Get aboard and a couple of my men will be along to join you.
Right. Come on, Silver.
All right, Hank. Get Williams now.
And just open fire.
Whenever you get a good chance, take no risks. That masked man's mighty fast with a gun.
I'll do it. Breed, that masked man has fired his last shot.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were in the baggage car with the men in uniform, outlaws in disguise. More of the murderous members of the lawless band rode alongside the train while others had already gone on ahead. Breed Latham was confident, smiling at the perfection of his scheme. After several miles, he turned to the man at his side.
Did you hear something then?
It sounded like a couple of shots from inside the car.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Two shots, no more, no less.
You figure Hank has done his trick?
Hank and Vince don't muff things. I'll make sure, though.
Looks like the door of that baggage car is being opened.
Yeah, so it is.
Hank, Breed!
Everything all right in there, Hank?
You hear the shot?
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead with your plan.
Good, we'll take the stuff we want off the train when we get to Red Rock.
Right, I'll shut the door now.
Everything's going right along according to plan. Joe pays to make the plans right.
Breed, don't seem possible that the Lone Ranger's really been done for.
Well, you heard what Hank said. Big advantage of getting the man off his guard. That's how we got the Lone Ranger.
Oh, God, think of it. We got the Lone Ranger.
The train stopped at Red Rock. Horsemen raced to the cab of the engine, and a volley of shots rang out.
Hurry up, over here.
The baggage car door was open.
All right, Hank. Hand out them sacks of money.
You
call me Captain.
Here's another sack.
All right, boys, bring that ramp over here.
All right.
What about them horses?
Here, take the bridle by the bitches. We'll fetch the wagon, you know.
All right, bring them out now. We can use them.
Come on there. We What's the matter with you?
Here, let me take the bridle. He called that one Silver, didn't he? Come on, Silver. We're going to take you to a new master.
Look out, Breed.
Where the doggone fighting wild galoot? He almost cracked my head with a hook.
He's fighting Critter Breed. Better if we let him here with the Lone Ranger's daughter.
Yeah, maybe so.
Take him with us and he was seen, it'd be dangerous. Might tie us into this robbery.
Yeah, might at that, Hank.
I'm going to take a look at that Lone Ranger. Sure is sprawled out for you.
Let him alone. The more to go into that car, the more chance there is of leaving clues. Let's get out of these parts. Leave the horses, them two, on the floor.
Come on, boys. Mount up and clear out.
Hey, Breed. Maybe it'd be best if you went to the next town and reported. You've got the captain's uniform.
Yeah, that's so.
I'll take charge of the rest of the men.
Good. I'll take four of the boys. We'll fix ourselves up with bandages and go on to town. I'll tell the sheriff about the fierce fight we went through.
We'll go to the hideout and wait there for you.
You'd better. Don't you get any ideas of trying to make off with that cash?
Of course not.
Because if you do, well, you know what'd have happened then.
Van Roo, this ain't our cash. It belongs to the Black Arrow.
Right.
Be sure you tell the sheriff a good story.
You leave that to me.
Breed Latham told his story smoothly. The sheriff listened attentively, nodding from time to time.
When we saw that there wasn't a chance of beating that pack of thieves off, Sheriff, we figured the best thing to do was get away.
I see. Go on, Captain.
Someone had to be left alive so the crooks could be identified.
Sure.
All of our men got a few wounds. You can see my bandages.
They're serious?
No, but I ain't told you the worst of it.
The worst?
On that train, inside the baggage car, there was a couple of special guards.
Well?
One of them was masked. The other was a redskin.
Masked? And guard and army pay?
Well, yes, he... He's known as the Lone Ranger.
What's that?
That's right, Sheriff. The Lone Ranger and Tonto. And they were both shot by the thieves.
Hold on, Captain.
Oh, your chair.
Never mind the chair. Do you mean to stand there and tell me the Lone Ranger was a guard on that train and the thieves got away with the gold in spite of him?
He couldn't do a thing, Sheriff. He's done for.
You mean to say that you... No, I can't believe it.
It's right, though. We'll find his remains where he fell, inside the baggage car.
The Lone Ranger. That sure is a mighty hard blow to the West, to the country... To everyone.
Yeah, that's the way I felt about it. If you come back with us, we'll show you where the fight took place and help you trail the crooks.
I'll be right with you.
Good.
Get my extra guns and my best horse. Then I'll be ready. We'll run down these murdering polecats. It was the last thing we do.
There's the train still standing on tracks.
Don't see any dead men sprawled around.
I told you, didn't I? That we seen that the fight was hopeless. We beat a retreat.
Yeah?
There's the baggage car. The door's open.
Oh, so I see. That's where the Lone Ranger and Tonto was, huh?
Yep.
Ground here is too hard to show hoof marks. It'll be real hard to trail these critters.
That's why I thought I'd better come for you and help you. I'm about the best there is in the army when it comes to following the trail.
Well, can you find any trail around here?
Sure can. Them critters come from over that way. They went back the same way.
Maybe we should have brought some deputies. This is a big gang, you say?
Six of us can handle them if we get them by surprise.
I'm right anxious to get after them. But say, Captain.
Huh?
Didn't you and these four put up any fight at all?
Sure we did.
You all got wounds, but didn't you damage the other some?
Sure.
Well, I don't see any of them left behind here.
I reckon the dead was carted off by the others.
Oh, well, let's get started. What's that? That comes the baggage car. A horse.
Oh, yeah. The Lone Ranger's horse stayed there. So Tonto.
I most forgot. I better have a look at those two, just in case they ain't completely dead.
Oh, Silver.
Look at that. There he is. That's him riding.
What the... How did...
It's the Lone Ranger. And Tonto.
Ghosts. They must be.
Hello, Sheriff.
You ain't dead at all.
Far from it. Tonto and I are going to help you and the captain track down the thieves.
You're still alive. You're still with us.
You. How did
Don't be so surprised, Captain Conway. Tell your men they were not ghosts. Where'd you say those outlaws went?
That way.
You're mistaken. They went that way.
But we
saw them riding away. Sheriff, you and the captain start riding toward that woods. Otto and I need the help of these four soldiers inside the baggage car for a few minutes.
Doing what? I'll help you.
No, I don't want you and Conway to help. I want those four men.
Now, hold on. Why do we have to go in there?
A little unfinished business.
But see here, my wounds.
I don't think your wounds will hinder you. Come on. Or, don't you want to help me?
Well,
what's the matter with you?
Will you tell your men to help, Captain?
Well, go on. Dad read it. There's something funny about this.
You better go help the Lone Ranger.
The four of us, eh?
Yeah.
Go on in. Leave your horses here. Yeah, you can start ahead with the captain. Tonto and I'll overtake you.
Come on, Captain. Get up there.
Now, Tonto, let's go inside
the car. No, see here. How come you're still alive?
Save your breath. You'll need it shortly. There are four of you here, and we all know that you have no wounds.
But why do you want
to... You didn't wonder why Tonto and I are still alive. It'll give you something to think about while you're waiting for the sheriff to come back and take you. There won't be much else you can do except think and wonder, because you're going to be tied and tight.
What's the idea?
I'll talk, you just listen. I couldn't save the life of the engineer and fireman of this train. I'm sorry for that. There have been a lot of times in the past when I felt dissatisfied in handing members of your Black Arrow Legion over to the law. Felt that I wanted to administer a little punishment myself. So is Tonto.
You don't mean you...
There are four of you, and just two of us. I'm not going to draw my guns, and you're not going to get the chance to draw yours. We're going to hogtie you. But first, we're going to give you a thrashing you'll remember until you hang. And here's the starter.
Oh, Tonto!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto swung into action. They ducked, dodged, and parried, fighting with the coolness of men who were determined to mete out well-deserved punishment. The outlaws, not used to fighting with fists, swung wildly, moved clumsily and slowly. One after another, they sprawled on the floor, got up, went down again. They had no chance to draw their guns. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were everywhere.
Then, when the battle was over and the outlaws were tied hand and foot, the masked man turned to Tonto.
Tonto, perhaps I shouldn't have done that. Perhaps we should simply have roped them.
Not plenty good. Tonto like good fight.
Come on, Tonto. We gotta join the sheriff before he reaches that camp.
Get him up, Tonto.
We haven't much further to go, Sheriff. Camp is just ahead.
I don't see how you're following any trail.
We're not.
If you ain't following no trail, how do you know where you're going?
I'll tell you. Hank told me where the hideout is.
Hank?
Yes, Hank. He and Vince Williams were put into the baggage car to kill Tonto and me.
What's that you say?
That's the truth of it, Sheriff. That's why this man who wears the Army uniform thought we were dead. He ordered two of his men to kill us.
That ain't so.
Just as true as the fact that you're not Captain Conway. Sheriff, this man is the one who led the gang of train robbers. He's the one who led the attack on Captain Conway's troopers and wiped them out. He's the one who is the leader of a unit of the Black Arrow.
What?
All right, if you know so much, if you're so smart, dodge this bullet.
Good work, Tonto.
Him forget Tonto on the other side with plenty hard fist.
You knocked him out cold. Hang on to him while I ease him off the saddle.
And this easier way to get him to ground. Let him go.
Now you can see the sign of the Black Arrow on his wrist.
Glory be.
The other four are tied, waiting to be taken into custody. They're in the baggage car.
And I'll put handcuffs on this one so we come back.
You wonder why Hank and Vince Williams didn't shoot a sheriff? And I'll tell you why. They didn't understand just what the Black Arrow stood for. I started talking to them about it, explaining just how the purpose of this whole Black Arrow Legion was to further the interests of a few selfish men in Washington in a plot to overthrow the government of the United States when the citizens had been properly terrorized. Well, Hank's eyes grew wide, and he believed me. He told me about the scheme, the murder of the troopers, and the location of the hideout. And there's a lot of stolen cash and goods. And he said...
You won't need more than one sheriff to capture the gang, neither. He and Vince tell the truth about the Black Arrow. At least half of them will be with us. Here's you come and get us. Sure, we all had a part in the murder of the soldiers. We was misled. We was lied to. We thought we was acting for the good of the country. You just come and take us. I'll take my chance on the jury. And I'll tell them plenty about the critters in Washington who've lied to us. The real leaders of the Black Arrow.
Well, that's what Hank said, Sheriff, and I believe him. Now let's ride in and smash this gang.
I'm with you. Lead the way, Lone Ranger. Get up there.
I'll do it! Fire!
The roundup of the gang was completed in short order. Then, when the Lone Ranger and Tonto had settled in their new camp, an animal was heard nearby. Tonto grasped his rifle.
Wait, don't shoot yet, Tonto. Look at that animal. That's no wolf. That's a dog. Here, boy. A good dog, too. What's the matter, fella? What is it? Tonto, he wants us to follow him. He's trying to tell us something. Come on, we'll find out what it is.
Thank you.
just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.